We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples and Dave Lewis chatting here today with Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler. And one of the news items that came up this week was there was a lawsuit here filed against a woman who claimed she was raped at an Aggieville bar a couple years ago here. And I won't get into specifics of that here, the lawsuit in general, but I know that the Aggieville area, you guys have a presence down there in the police department, and you know that's been an area of concern for some folks, making sure that it's safe. And as you sit here today, you know, compared to the past year, would you say that it's improving there, or is it safe in Aggieville at this point?
You know, it varies. I think it's safe to say that we have more of a consistent presence in Aggieville more than any other part of the city. And we're down there because there are a lot of issues occasionally that are related to alcohol consumption that garner our attention. We're not down there because we're trying to suppress fun or target any of the businesses, but when you look at our crime reports, again, it's the area of the city that we receive most of the especially violent crime reports in a concentrated area. So we have a very good relationship with the Aggieville Business Association. We meet with them on a monthly basis. We have two officers assigned down there permanently, and the supervisors spend a lot of time down there as well. They know that we're there to be part of a safe environment, and we will offer and do whatever the business association feels would be helpful for them and for their patrons. I know every business owner, no matter where they are, Aggieville or anywhere else, they want a safe environment for their patrons. They want people to want to come there and not worry about their safety or their property or anything like that. And we are there to help them with that. If they will let us and they ask us, we'll do our very best to make sure it is a safe place to go.
I understand we have a caller here on the line. Let's get to them real fast. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes. Thank you for your efforts and your services. I believe in overall exposure of your officers in any situation, whether it's Aggieville or you're driving in on the icy, snow-covered streets this morning. Today might have been a good to have them out at K-State parking lot, closed-off area with the older at-risk vehicle and a young one's officer push them to see how the vehicle would respond on the snow-covered icy parking lot in a safe-controlled situation. Instead of watching the officer make that high-speed run on the rain slick highway down 107 yesterday afternoon, the stresses in their life, I can see a number of former county officers across the state that didn't make retirement and former highway patrol officers across the state that didn't make retirement because of the stress of those situations. Having seen the when our outcome of the FBI shootout down in Miami, the violent bank robber bringing the young officer in with the veteran officers in a crime scene to walk and seeing a potential car thief take down Gary County armed car thief with guns, to listen to the senior officer talk to the new officer about the procedures there at an active site, and having a highway patrolman tell is amazing that no one got killed in that situation. There's so many situations that your psychological team would also be there to walk our young ones through the officers through those kinds of situations, so we don't come up with former officers in these stressful situations, whether it's the driving themselves at risk or walking on a family situation. Thank you so much for your considerations.
Well, I appreciate your comments, and I'll just comment briefly. The law enforcement profession is very dangerous, It is very stressful. In my entire career, I've never seen, in like we have in the last few years, more focus on mental health, wellness, physical health, and balanced living in order to try to mitigate some of those stresses that do end careers prematurely. I take that very seriously here. We're working very hard with our police department to make sure our officers want to come to work, enjoy coming to work, and know how to develop proper coping skills to deal with the stresses. So I appreciate your comments. And one other statistic, I don't have the exact numbers, but more officers are killed in the line of duty every year in traffic accidents than they are for in any other situation.
All right. Thank you for the call. Getting back to the discussion in Aggieville, I know you guys spent a lot of time on that specific case here that involved the lawsuit here, but no arrests have been made yet, and I know that's frustrating for you. What is it that maybe the different businesses in Aggieville could do to make your job a little bit easier?
You know, every business has their own challenges, and it would be wrong for me to paint with a single broad brush what the issues are in any business environment. But the business owners know their businesses better than me or anybody else. So when they know that there's issues within their business, and I'm not speaking about O'Malley specifically, so I'm talking in general terms, then I would think that business owners, again, who want to have a safe environment for their patrons would focus efforts in those areas to try to mitigate any dangers or risks. That involves resources, that involves money, and it varies. I just know that, again, they should know based on our presence down there that we are willing to assist and help in any way we can. But we can't tell a business owner how to operate. That always comes down to them. This case, I want to go back to that, is very, very frustrating for us. You said that, but it's worth repeating. There's a lot of video down in Aggieville. There's a lot of people down in Aggieville. When things don't go right, someone gets victimized. We typically have a lot more leads to go on. That wasn't the case here, and that is very frustrating for our detectives. They take these kinds of cases extremely seriously. Lives have been altered because of this. Sometimes people never fully recover from a traumatic incident like this. And it bothers us when we have to place a case in an active status like this one has been. But it wasn't for lack of effort or trying. It's just there were no more leads to pursue.
Hmm. Yeah, well, and you know, in this day and age here, it's not just relying on surveillance video anymore. Everyone's got a video on their phone, so I imagine that comes into play here in these types of investigations too.
It does. We solicit citizens when we have a serious case. We publicize it and we ask if anybody has video or if they saw something that they felt was suspicious. They may not have felt it at the time, but now that they know something happened, we do solicit leads that way, and sometimes very successfully. We've made arrests through those efforts. We've made arrests through because officers have body-worn cameras on, and they may not have known somebody was a suspect when they walked by 20 minutes earlier, but then they can go back and look at it, and then we have an image or a photo where they recognize somebody. So, yeah, there's a lot of resources that help us, but in this case, it hasn't worked out that way.
Well, that's too bad. Let's take a time out. We'll come back. We'll continue our conversation here with Director Butler on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.